escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So this whistleblower literally sat in a meeting, he says. He tells the FBI where Adam Schiff authorized the leaking of classified secrets to dirty up Donald Trump and to try to build towards either a select committee in Congress or a special prosecutor.
That was John Solomon, of course, longtime journalist in Washington and founder of Just the News, reporting on that this week. He said he's seen the documents. This whistleblower reported all this several years ago, and the DOJ declined to investigate it. I mean, it's unbelievable, but that's not the only problem Adam Schiff is potentially facing right now. We've got attorney Jeremy Rosenthal on the phone this morning with the weekly legal briefing to talk more about that. Jeremy, how are you? Jeremy, you there? What have I done something wrong here? Jeremy, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. I might have had your button muted there for a minute. I'm just talking about Adam Schiff and some of the problems he's facing from this whistleblower allegations, but there's also some pretty serious mortgage fraud allegations against this guy, right?
That's right. And I got to tell you, you just threw me the ultimate pump fake, because one of the stories that from Fox this morning was the marijuana story. And then you lead off with Cypress Hill coming insane in the brain coming through. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be, you know, I'm thinking I'm going one direction. But you know what? Good for you. Good for you. Pump fake, play action. It's, you know, right. So Adam Schiff. Sorry about that. I got to focus.
That's Ethan. I'm blaming that one on Ethan because I wasn't even thinking about that. So okay, I do want to talk about the marijuana story, though, but go ahead.
Yeah, so talking about Adam Schiff, right, so a referral to the Justice Department. Basically, what the genesis of this is mortgage fraud. And what he did was he moved to Washington, D.C., probably early 2000s or so. And like a lot of folks who go to Washington, they get real estate up there, maybe Virginia, maybe Maryland, maybe in the district. He buys a house in Maryland and puts that it's his primary residence. And he signs an affidavit to that effect, I think 2003, 2004, 2005, somewhere in there, reaffirms it a couple times. Problem is obviously he represents a district in California, and you can't live in Maryland and represent a district in California. So he's got the problem that he has is that he's got dueling affidavits that the government, if you're prosecuting for somebody for mortgage fraud, you don't have to prove where he's actually primary residence. You just have to show two affidavits, two sworn statements, and say, look, both of these things can't be true at the same time. So it looks like a slam dunk. But legally, there's a lot of issues here. And the biggest issue for the government is the timing. The statute of limitations is 10 years. And the last writing that I think that they can point to from Maryland is in 2012 or 2013. And I don't know that there's anything in California that he's executed since then. So it's a real, real muddy claim for mortgage fraud. But look, anytime the Department of Justice is breathing down your neck, it's not a good day.
No, not at all.
Let's go back to that marijuana story. So yeah. So Trump is saying he'll sure. reclassify it in the coming weeks, and they want to actually classify it as a less dangerous drug, right?
That's right. So the ramifications of this would be titanic. This would really revolutionize the cannabis industry in the United States, and let me kind of lay out why. So currently, it's a Schedule I narcotic. That makes it the most dangerous of the most dangerous. That makes it more dangerous than heroin. It makes it more dangerous than an opiate by law. And you and part of the analysis is that it's got to be something that's extremely dangerous. And by law, it can have really no redeeming medical value. But we know that the FDA has already approved cannabis-related epilepsy drugs. States have legalized medicinal marijuana. So we know that at least part of that analysis can't be true. And then it's just really hard to argue with a straight face that cannabis is more dangerous than heroin, right, or an opiate when we're in the middle of an opiate crisis.
Right.
So it's really hard to argue that. You would see the three major changes you would see is if this were reclassified. It would still be illegal under federal law, wouldn't change any state laws. But the three major differences that you and I would notice, number one, it would really relax a lot of the medical research restraints that are currently on drug companies, that are currently on universities.
Okay.
It would allow them to really look at that. Investors would be able to write off their taxes. I don't give tax advice, but I'm told that you can write off expenses where you can't currently write off expenses. Businesses can write off rent. They can write off advertising. That's part of the big incentive to do these things, to go into business. So the margins for these companies were extraordinarily thin, if not in the red. And the third thing you would see is banks finally want to get involved, because what the banks are still trafficking drug money.
That's a problem.
The proceeds are drug money. So that part would be relaxed a little bit.
Jeremy, I'm gonna run out of time here, my friend. We appreciate your time this morning, though. Fascinating subjects. Thank you.
You got it, Mark. Yep. Have a great morning.
We'll talk to you soon. Attorney Jeremy Rosenthal there with more on that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.